Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For a long time, my family had a cat who was very creatively named Kitty. Actually, before Kitty became our cat, Kitty belonged to our next door neighbors. She was a pretty independent-minded cat with lots and lots of personality. The next door neighbors actually got her from the people who lived across the street. You see, she would come over and visit them, and they would give her treats, and then she would sneak into their house, and pretty soon she was there almost all the time, so they went across the street to say, "Could we just have the cat?" And the people were really glad because the cat had belonged to their brother, and the brother didn't live there anymore, and so they were very grateful that the cat had a new home. So she was maybe a little bit spoiled, and she started coming to visit our house, and my mom gave her treats, and she would come in and play with us and things like that. Well, it turned out that Kitty had a curfew. She had to go home at 10 o'clock. And when it was winter, we would shovel a little trail from our door to their back door so that she had a nice way to get there. And when it was really cold, my mom or dad would call the neighbor to say, "Kitty is coming now." So they would open the back door and she didn't have to stay outside where it was cold too long. And she was one of those cats that even if her name was Kitty, it wasn't a generic name for cat, but that was a specific cat, a relationship, a connection. When we know the name of an animal or a person, we know something intimate about them. It is that first step in forming a relationship. And actually, my sister got a cat and named the cat Gato. Gato is Spanish or Italian for cat, and later Gato became my cat. So our family is really creative with their pet names. I tell you this story because of Adam naming the animals and God entrusting him with that responsibility. As I mentioned to the kids, this is not the version of the creation story we read most often about the 7 days of creation. I find it interesting that different church bodies emphasize the story in chapter 1 or the story here in chapter 2. And in this story, man is created first and woman is created later out of the man to be the helper. And this is sometimes used or misused, I would say, to say that women are subservient to men and that women should know their place. Where in the first chapter, men and women are created at the same time in God's image. And this is the story that we as a church tell most often. The emphasis in the story is on names, and that is where we get our sermon series about what is in a name. And the name Adam, or Adam, in Hebrew comes from the word dust or dirt. Literally translated, it means dirt man. The name, or this name, relates to Ash Wednesday. We are relating to this story when we say, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's a reference to God's creation from the very beginning of time, and who we are as humans and humble servants of God. That makes me curious about your names. Do you have a story about how you got your name or the meaning of your name? Or maybe you have a fun nickname. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to turn and talk to your neighbor and tell them a story about your name. And I would suggest you talk to somebody who isn't who you came to church with today. While you're thinking about it, I'll tell you a little about my name, Betsy. My mom loved the Betsy Tacy books by Maud Hart Lovelace. She was an author who grew up in Mankato, Minnesota, and wrote about her childhood about 1900. And so when I was born, my mom and dad gave me the name Betsy. And I like it because it's not real common. and it's always fun when I meet another Betsy. This summer, for the very first time in my life, I was in a room and there were three of us named Betsy. That never happens. It was also fun to have books that had my name in it, and especially fun because it made my sister jealous. So now I invite you to turn and share a story about your name with someone. I hate to cut into really good conversation because this is what creating community is about, getting to know one another and names and stories. So I encourage you after the worship service to continue these conversations, and when you come next week and when you see people during the week. And let's really try to get to a deeper level of knowing one another. As I said, I loved how God entrusted Adam to name the animals. The story focuses initially on the creation of a garden. So first, the Garden of Eden, paradise, was created. And then it says in the story that there was no one to care for this garden. So humans were created. To me, that says that right from the beginning, that we had a purpose. We had something that we were responsible for. And then when the animals were created, they were companions to humans. But we also had a role in caring for them. And once God saw that the animals weren't quite the kind of companion that God was looking for, God created a partner, another human being. And we have been created to be in relationship with one another. That is what God created us right from the beginning to be. And that is what is so wonderful about being part of a church community with people of so many ages, from babies to 100-year-olds and everybody in between. So I encourage you to get to know people that you might not otherwise interact with. I hope that many of you who had a chance to be here for our God's Work, Our Hands projects got to know somebody that you might not have previously known. And the reason that we did all those projects for God's Work, Our Hands Sunday goes along with this text very, very well, because we were caring for creation in cleaning up Central Park, which we as a congregation have adopted, looking for trash and anything that was out of the ordinary. And we were caring for one another, for other people, both locally and globally, when we were making and packaging granola bars for Soup to You in the Seward neighborhood. And when we were cutting out the labels for education for Central Park Elementary School, and the way that we fill backpacks there, and we stock the food shelf at Rams, and two of our projects today related to Lutheran Social Service. If you haven't had a chance yet to have some lemonade, I hope the stand will be open again after the service. This was something we did last year, and it was so popular that we reprised it this year, and we're raising money for Lutheran Social Service and the amazing ministries that they do all over the state of Minnesota. And we had a lively bunch in the gym making cards for Camp Noah, which is part of LSS. And those birthday cards go to kids who have experienced disasters in different areas, because day-to-day living with things like Hurricane Dorian and so many other kinds of tragedies and disasters interrupt lives, and things like birthdays often get missed. And yet those milestones are so important to who we are as God's people. So it was a way that we could reach out to people that we don't necessarily know, or we don't know where the cards are going to go, but we are loving our neighbor in that way. And we were also loving our neighbors on a more global basis, making a project for Mission Possible in Haiti, these cutting and sewing these reusable feminine pads that would allow girls to participate in activities and go to school even when they have their menstrual period. So serving in all kinds of different ways, truly being God's hands and God's feet in the world. It made me wonder about, what is our philosophy of loving and serving our neighbor? We talk so much about who is our neighbor this summer during our sermon series on neighbors. I was in a congregation during my internship where that congregation wrestled with the question of what is our philosophy on serving. And that congregation came to the decision that they wanted to do service projects where they got to work with the people they were serving face to face, whether it was serving a meal or serving at a nursing home or various other things where they got to see and learn the names and sometimes build relationships with the people that they were serving. That was their philosophy. And I encourage us to think about what is our philosophy of how we use our gifts individually and collectively to serve one another and connect here in this beautiful world that God has created for us. Amen. Now please join in singing our hymn of the day.